times are a-changing, and how does that affect your farm, your small business? Bridget Finke is with us to talk about that this morning. And Bridget, of course, an attorney with the Valley Crossing Law Office in Baldwin and a farm girl herself over in the central part of the state. And Bridget, as we get into May now and we get into spring work, obviously farmers have their focus on their fields and not on their books or their transition plans or anything like that. But over time, situations change not only with our government and our laws, but around the world, and that means we have to change with it. Talk about some of the things that we've seen over the last 30 or 40 years as far as opportunities to hopefully protect and build our value assets from our farm, as far as the tools that have been available and how they've changed and how we should approach them now versus maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big thing that's being talked about a lot right now is potential tax reform and changing taxes. And so it is sort of interesting to look at that historical perspective. You know, back in the 80s, man, you wanted a C-Corp. You wanted your farm in a C-Corp. It was the best way to go, best for taxes, get all those assets in that C-Corp. And look, business entities work really slick for us as well for succession planning, the ability to transition kind of the whole farm over time rather than worrying about transferring these five cows and these 40 acres.
Go into a little bit before we go further, but the C-Corp, what exactly the C-Corp did allow us to do, and we set it up for what benefit?
It was primarily tax rate driven, that we were paying a lower income tax rate on C corporation profits than we would be if we were operating as, you know, Bob Bosold farmer as a sole proprietor. And so that's what got a lot of people to organize. And then early in my career, you know, in the mid 2000s, man, we were battling of how do we get ourselves out of these terrible C corps. Right? Because the thing with C corporations is you do pay tax both on the corporate level, but then when you actually distribute the money to the owners, you pay tax again. And so when we would have land in there that went in the 80s at, you know, $750 or $1,000 an acre, that's now worth $5,000 an acre, and we sell that, now we're paying tax on $4,000 at the corporate level, then turn around and pay tax again as individuals to actually get that money out of the corporation and to the individual. So, man, it was all about, you know, we got to figure out how to unwind ourselves out of these C corporations. Well, now it's, and as time went on as well, health insurance and benefits become more of an issue. And, hey, we got more flexibility to do some more things in C corporations than we do in S corporations. And so that's still the corporation, but we ultimately pass that income onto the individual return. So it's a pass-through entity rather than standalone. Well, hey, you know, we want to do health insurance plans. We want to do different things. Hey, maybe C corporation is better. Well, now this new Trump proposal is talking about kind of putting us right back to the 80s again of dropping that corporate tax rate, making it a flat 15%.
Mm-hmm. From what, 35 or whatever?
Yeah, you know, we had, you know, a variety of brackets up to 39.5 for individuals, plus these various surtaxes that they can add on when you're very high income, the 0.9 and the 3.8. And so, I mean, it's certainly simpler. It's a nice fixed tax rate. And so, geez, what do you know? C-Corps might be the way to go again. And so for me, in looking at that, I mean, it's just interesting in taking that sort of longer timeline. I think a lot of times we're looking at today. We're looking at what's right in front of us. And looking at that longer timeline, number one, these choices we make, it's not once and, you know, fix it and forget it.
Yeah, exactly.
And number two, man, have your tax preparer on speed dial. You know, keep your ear to the ground. See if there's adjustments. When it's time that you are going to buy the new piece of land or do the dairy expansion, take a look at things. Is it time to restructure? Or, you know, might there be other ways to go? Might you want to hedge your bets? I mean, you know, maybe you don't want the whole farm in the C-Corp. But maybe you want to use the C-Corp as your operating entity.
That's just what I was going to ask. How much adjustment can we make without throwing the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak?
Exactly. And there are ways of spinning things out and doing things over time. You may pay a little bit of tax along the way to get you to a better long-term picture. And so, you know, sometimes it's, hey, you want to do X? Well, it's going to cost you. Well, then you may decide, you know, you're stuck with that baby. But, you know, as things change, as your farm evolves, you know, ask about the options. Ask about, you know, what should we be thinking about here? Might we take a different approach on this to see, you know, what's the current trend, and then looking at that long-term trend too.
In other words, not only your tax attorney, but keep the people on speed dial that put these plans together, folks like yourself that can make these adjustments as we go along, if and when we do get changes in our tax structure, because it's not a done deal yet, and it's going to take time.
Well, that's just it. I mean, everything is so speculative right now as to what's actually going to happen in terms of giving any sort of specific advice of, you know, if you have this kind of entity, you know, go see about doing this. But, you know, keep in mind, too, anything that happens on the business side of your life for farmers, that tends to be the biggest portion of their estate as well. And so if we start making changes on the business side of things, you know, think about that, how that impacts the estate plan too, and how things shake out. If, you know, if we got everything in that C Corp right now, and now suddenly we do a spinoff and we've got an LLC, did you plan for that in your will or trust? Might be time to take a look at that as well.
Bridget Finke with us from Valley Crossing Law Office in the Baldwin area once again, as she is every month talking about these issues. And Bridget, one of the proposals that they're talking about in tax changes, getting rid of finally the death tax or the inheritance tax. Now, if that would happen, what would that mean to some of our plans that we've already put in place? I would imagine there have to be, I don't know, major adjustment is the right word, but there have to be some adjustment, because if we're getting rid of that, that is a big deal.
Well, it can be a big deal for those couples that have over $11 million in assets or individuals.
But as big as farms are getting now,
it can run into things more. It may allow you to do some simplification on some of those plans. And really, if you've got a plan that was put in place even before the big changes in 2010, it's worth taking a look at it, because sort of the way we structured those has changed a lot with the change. But, you know, actually, it could have the things that go hand in hand right now are the fact that we have an estate tax, but also the fact that we get to step up and readjust our tax basis on all of our assets when they pass at death. And for people who have had farmland in the family for long, long periods of time, that is a huge, huge tax advantage. And so that is the worry, that if that estate tax goes away, might they take away that step up in basis and makes record keeping about your basis so much more important? Because unless you can prove what your cost was in that acre of land or in that barn or whatever the case may be, IRS says it's zero. And if you sell it, you pay tax on the whole thing. So, you know, right now when things pass at death, we sort of get to clean that slate and set the new number and know exactly what we have. And so it could make things really, really messy. So that's what, anytime somebody's getting really excited about, hey, we're finally getting rid of that darn death tax, just remember there's always kind of the other side of the coin that actually might impact your farm more than the death tax might have.
So stay tuned and keep that tax advisor on speed dial as you recommend.
Absolutely.
Bridget, good update. Thank you. Bridget Finke with us once again today. Bridget, of course, with Valley Crossing Law in Baldwin, and her phone number is
715-688-4045.
And she can answer the questions you have on the estate planning for your farm and your business to keep it in the family and keep it viable.